From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. National Counterterrorism Agency and European Union bolster terrorism prevention through seminars. Indonesia nearing end of COVID-19 pandemic. Now the news in detail. The National Counterterrorism Agency cooperates with the European Union to increase understanding of the dangers of terrorism and radicalism and the efforts to prevent them through an Indo-Pacific seminar. The seminar aims to promote better understanding through the detection of terrorism signals and information sharing. This was affirmed by head of the agency, Boy Rafli Ahmad, through a statement on Friday, as quoted by Antara. The Indo-Pacific Regional Seminar titled Preventing Terrorist Attacks and Fighting Radicalization Through Better Detection of Weak Signals and Information Sharing was held on May 11 until 12. He also noted the seminar plays an important role in strengthening the efforts to mitigate terrorism. The seminar can improve cooperation in terrorism mitigation that has been developed by Indonesia with the European Union all this time. The COVID-19 situation that has been under control for the recent 8 weeks in Indonesia demonstrated that the country had neared the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. This was stated by the Presidential Staff Office Chief Expert Staff Abraham Wirotomo in his press statement on Friday, as reported by Antara. He also explained that from March the 24th until May the 12th, or for 8 weeks, the COVID-19 reproduction rate has been consistent at the score 1. This means that for 8 weeks, the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia has been brought under control and the pandemic will shake off sooner. Freedom curriculum as part of the freedom of learning policy could address the issue of learning loss due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This was stated by Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Anwar Makarim during the ceremony commemorating National Education Day, accessed by Antara on Friday. He also noted that freedom curriculum, which kicked off from the attempt to assist teachers and students during the pandemic, has proven to be able to reduce the effect of learning loss. He added that currently the curriculum had been adopted by 140,000 educational units across Indonesia. The National Professional Certification Agency and the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology have collaborated to develop 136 certification schemes for people with disabilities. The agency deputy head, Miftakul Aziz, in his statement received by Antara on Friday, stated that certification schemes for people with disabilities are developed to allow disabled individuals to acquire professional certification. The development of certification scheme for people with disabilities is the government effort to recognize the competence of the disabled community to enhance access and facilities for people with disabilities, particularly in the employment sector. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. North Korea on Saturday reported 21 additional deaths from fever 2 days after the country announced its first ever cases of COVID-19 and ordered nationwide lockdowns. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, state media said that 174,440 new fever cases were discovered on Friday alone and that 21 people had died as it moved into a maximum emergency quarantine system in a bid to slow the spread of disease through its unvaccinated population. Japan plans to extend up to $100 million in aid to developing countries in the Indo-Pacific region to help them better battle the COVID-19 pandemic. This was said by Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi on Friday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Hayashi made the comment to reporters on the sidelines of a group of 7 foreign ministers meeting in Germany, where discussion focused mostly on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He further said Japan will also discuss COVID-19 response at working dinner tonight. He said he would unveil plan to offer up to $100 million in aid mainly to the Indo-Pacific, with focus on vaccination data management, border control, and disposal of infectious waste. Israeli police have hit mourners at the funeral of Al Jazeera reporter Shirin Abu Akleh, whose killing in the occupied West Bank has caused a surge of anger. As reported by BBC.com, her coffin almost fell as police, some using batons, waded into a crowd of Palestinians gathered around it. Police said they acted after being pelted with stones. Abu Akleh was shot dead in a disputed circumstances on Wednesday, with Israel and Palestinian trading blames. The killing has been widely condemned. Footage showed a standoff between police and Palestinians gathered around the coffin in the hospital compound before officers pushed the crowd back with some beating and kicking mourners. Police said officers were forced to use riot dispersal means. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. News from across Indonesia. The first comes from West Pasaman District, West Sumatra Province. The government of West Pasaman, West Sumatra, carried out the Manjalang tradition or visited Buya Lubuk Landur, which is located in Jorong Lubuk Landur, Nagari Aukaning. This is a tradition of visiting a surau or musala, which was used as a place for the development of Islam since time immemorial. Visiting or manjalang the musala of Buya Lubuk Landua is carried out after fasting 6 days in the month of Syawal after Idul Fitri every year. West Pasaman Region Hamswardi last Wednesday said this tradition was resumed after 2 years of being interrupted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to him, the tradition was carried out every year in honor of Syekh Lubuk Landur. The next news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. The United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF introduces the Integrated Malnutrition Management Program in South Sulawesi Province. This program specifically detects malnutrition in children under 5 or age 6 to 59 months. Manager of the UNICEF South Sulawesi Nutrition Programs, Nika France, in his statement in Makassar last Wednesday said the reason for UNICEF Indonesia to detect children aged 6 to 59 months early is to intensify the discovery of cases of malnutrition quickly at the Posyandu or Integrated Healthcare Center, even at the household level, by using a simple tool called Lila tape or measuring the baby's arm and the upper arm of pregnant women. The latest news come from Tomohon, North Sulawesi. The Tomohon International Flower Festival will be held in August this year, themed Tomohon Greets the World. Chairperson of the 2022 Festival Committee, Foni Pangemanan, accompanied by Daily Chair Edwin Roring in Tomohon last Tuesday, said preparation for the implementation of the Flower Festival are still being finalized by the city government. The Tomohon International Flower Festival will be held from August 8th until 14th. There will be a parade of flower floating cars through the main road route to Tomohon City. Preparation for this festival will be officially launched on May 15. Foni explained that the main activity to be carried out is Planting Flowers Day. That was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of May 14, 1955 about the signing of the Warsaw Pact. The Warsaw Pact was a military alliance of the Eastern Bloc countries in Eastern Europe. The formation of the Warsaw Pact was triggered by the integration of West Germany into NATO through the ratification of the Paris Agreement. The Warsaw Pact was drafted by the first secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, in 1955 and signed in Warsaw on May 14, 1955. The pact lasted on March 31, 1991 and it ended at a meeting in Prague on July 1, 1991. We move to another event on May 14, 1984, the birthday of Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Elliott Zuckerberg was born on May 14, 1984. He is a computer programmer and an internet entrepreneur. He is best known for creating the social networking site Facebook. Facebook was founded as a private company in 2004 by Zuckerberg and Dustin Moskovitz, Eduardo Severin, and Chris Hughes at Harvard University. In 2010, Zuckerberg was elected as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. We end today in history with the event of May 14, 2012, the Agni Air CHT flight accident. Agni Air Flight CHT crashed near Jomsom Airport in Jomsom, Nepal on May 14, 2012. This accident killed 15 of the 21 passengers and crew. Agni Air is an airline in Nepal that operates domestic flights. The airline offers flights from Kathmandu to Badrapur, Bairahawa, Biratnagar, Jomsom, Lukla, Pokhara, and Tumlintar. The airline is mainly used by individual travelers and tourist hikers. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh.
Hujan
wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang mendung.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled Indonesia is Conducive for Investment. Indonesia has just received the investment grade predicate aka stable and conducive or investment worthy from the international rating agency Standard & Poor's or S&P. Indonesia's predicate has also risen to BBB- or stable outlook. As reported by Indonesia.co.id, Indonesia is considered to have the potential for greater access to the investor base. Standard & Poor's assesses the Indonesian government's policies in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic and the management of macroeconomic policies are considered effective in supporting the resilience of Indonesia's economic performance. Standard & Poor's also estimates that Indonesia's recovery rate will accelerate in 2022 in line with the easing of restrictions on people's mobility. Similarly, the normalization of economic activity has been going on after the implementation of the government's vaccination program that went well. The increase in future growth will also be supported by high prices commodity. The Ministry of Finance appreciates Standard & Poor's decision, considering that the agency has given a negative outlook in the last 2 years. According to the Director General of Financing and Risk Management of the Ministry of Finance, Luki Al-Firman, the maintenance of this credit rating is expected to bring fresh air to the Indonesian economy going forward. According to Luki Al-Firman, the increase in Indonesia's outlook from negative to stable is an acknowledgement of the direction of the strong macroeconomic improvement. In particular, the relatively fast pace of economic recovery, a strong external position, and a significant strengthening on the fiscal side. He said the improvement in this outlook implies that government policies are on the right track and pose a challenge to consistently manage the economy and fiscal policy of the state revenue and expenditure budget so that the impact can be maintained in a sustainable manner. Meanwhile, the governor of Bank Indonesia, Perry Warjio, believes that the affirmation of Indonesia's rating accompanied by a revised outlook to stable shows that international stakeholders still have strong confidence in maintaining macroeconomic stability and Indonesia's medium-term economic prospects. However, Perry Warjio also did not deny that there was an increase in global risk stemming from the Russia-Ukraine geopolitical tension, the global economic slowdown, and increasing inflationary pressure. He explained that this strong belief was also supported by policy credibility and a strong policy mix synergy between Bank Indonesia or the central bank and the government. Going forward, Bank Indonesia will continue to monitor global and domestic economic and financial developments. According to Perry Warjio, Bank Indonesia and the government will formulate and implement the necessary steps to ensure macroeconomic and financial system stability, as well as continue to strengthen synergies with the government to accelerate the process of economic recovery. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia is conducive for investment.
Cinta, terima kasih kau telah mencintai selalu hingga akhir.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to take you to visit a village in Cerme sub-district Bondowoso Regency, East Java, which is 40 kilometers or 2 hours by driving from the downtown. Here, there is a place namely the village of Solor, a small town, and it is far from the crowds of downtown Bondowoso. Allegedly, this village used to have relics of the megalithic era, namely Batu Soon or Betoh Soon. The name comes from the Madurese language, which means stack stone. Listener, if you enter the Solor area, a beautiful panorama will welcome you. Then you will see a cluster of rocky hills as high as 15 until 30 meters. The stones are neatly piled up as a range. The high and the seed rock towers like the tower. It is located at the bottom of the valley. The beautiful panorama can only be enjoyed from the top of the hill. The visitors can go down the steep valley, then continue by walking along the expanse of grass and shrubs to approach the cluster of rocks. Approximately, the rocks have been composed thousands of years ago. To reach Batu Soon tourism spot, which is Sotenheng Van Java, is not too difficult. You can use a motorbike or a car. The journey to get there is very comfortable, although the road is small but it is smooth and paved. You will not find it difficult because there are already many directions to these tourism attractions. Along the way, you will be treated to the beauty of thick forest and stone walls that squeeze the road. In the dry season, the area around Solor village looks arid because the land contains lime. Listener, the Batu Soon tourism attractions already have adequate facilities, such as a large parking area, toilets, prayer rooms, and restaurants. The right time to visit this place is in the morning before 11 o'clock because it is not against the sun. If you want to take a vacation but you are still confused about what kind of tourism place to go to, this Batu Soon tour might be your choice, especially for those who are nature lovers and who like to hunt for contemporary selfies. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder.
Terlintas menemukanmu hangat kan dinginnya duniaku di setiap hari terasa indah melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku.
Of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany. Listener, since some time ago, we have often heard about Indonesia's target to have an integrated company in the defense sector and strengthen Indonesia's position in the world defense industry. The way to achieve this target is done by forming an initiation of a state enterprises or BUMN holding consisting of 5 companies in related fields, named DefenID. One of the companies that joins DefenID is Dahana, which is engaged in high energy and famous for its explosive products. To support the common goal of making the Indonesian defense industry into the top 50 in the world, an industrial center which also serves an explosive factory, or elemented detonator belonging to the Hana was inaugurated. What makes it special is that it's not only the first integrated explosive factory in Indonesia, but this facility is also known as the largest explosive factory in Southeast Asia. The project to build the largest explosive factory in ASEAN has been explored since 2018 by cooperating with a related company from South Korea, namely Hanwha Corporation, as the party that supplies the elemented detonator equipment. The construction of the factory, which is located in Subang, West Java, began the groundbreaking stage in 2019, and the process itself was running according to the target with an expected operation to fully begin in 2022. In the design, the explosive factory is targeted to be able to produce elemented detonators with a capacity of up to 8 million units per year. The factory is one of the strategies to realize the independence of domestic explosive and reduce dependence on imports, especially in the initiating device sector. More than that, this facility can also save Indonesia's foreign exchange up to tens of billions per year. At the same time, apart from the completed construction of the elemented detonator explosive factory, the Hana is also said to be accelerating its capability to build another explosive raw material factory in the form of ammonium nitrate in Bontang, East Kalimantan, preparing a propellant plant at the same location in Subang, and various other initiatives to support the independence in Indonesia's explosive production. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia.
Sekian lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini, berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku. Kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini, berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Akulah dermaga hati yang kamu cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini, berlabuhlah di hatiku, beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, setia menemani. Akulah yang kau
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volcom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Hati Terbakar by Toto Salmon. The song Hati Terbakar, or in English means burning hearts, can be interpreted as feelings of anger caused by various things. The heat of the fire, which is extraordinary and doused with water, must be extinguished. Any anger will surely subside if there is something that suits the heart of someone you love. A burning heart can be interpreted as a patriotic soul to defend one's country. When an enemy attacks, surely one's heart will burn to defend, and the enemy must be crushed immediately. The meaning and purpose of the keroncong song Hati Terbakar, which was composed by Budiman Beje, is very diverse. It depends on someone's interpretation, who listens to and interprets the song. Well, listener, here is Toto Salmon with the keroncong song Hati Terbakar. Enjoy!
Panasnya hati yang tidak gentara tapi obatnya terlalu susah ibarat
mana yang paling tinggi. Tidak melawan gununglah merapi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.